From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The wreckage of what is believed to be an Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people aboard has been found in the rugged eastern province of Papua. Plane crashed Sunday while flying through bad weather. It's not clear if anyone survived. Trigana Air Flight 267 lost contact with air traffic control about 30 minutes after takeoff from Sentani Airport in the provincial capital Jayapura. Plane was on what is normally a 50-minute flight to the city of Oksibil. The crash site is about 12 kilometers from Oksibil. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has agreed with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year as the city fell to the Islamic State militants. Taking the capital of Iraq's western Anbar province was a big victory for IS fighters, giving them control of a majority city 125 kilometers from Baghdad and prompting renewed questions about the ability of Iraqi security forces. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 80 people were killed in Syria on Sunday in Syrian government airstrikes on the rebel-held town of Douma near Damascus. The attacks on a market wounded hundreds more, mainly civilians. Regional leaders are pushing South Sudan's government and rebels to seal a peace agreement today to end their 20-month civil war. President Salva Kiir and his chief rival, rebel leader Riek Machar, are both in Addis Ababa for talks brokered by the East Africa bloc IGAD. South Sudan's civil war erupted in December of 2013, just months after President Kiir fired Machar as vice president. This is VOA News.